Okay, we go three short parshas. Vayechi, Eretz Yisrael, Chizik, Tavshim, Hei, Dalet, Ideas, with the Rach Meshech, Rebbe, the Imus, Tahiros, Alunish, Vili, Nishmas, Eset, Tehila, Basra, Rav Gavriel, Pinchas, and for Rav Shmuel Yitzhak Eliyahu, Ben Rav Pinchas Ara, my great grandmother's Yartzeit was this week, Michal, Basra, Ephraim. The Rebbe, Rav Meilach, tells us a beautiful idea, Mem Ches, Yud, Dalet, when coming along, Sichos, Yodov, Kiminasha, Bechor. So Yaakov Yidu switches his hands, but we know Sichos, Yodov, he switches it, he was wise. And all the Mefarshim said to Rav Melech, we want to say, why Dafka Sichos Yadav? Why Dafka did he do this? Why did Yaakov even do this whole switching the hands? Says the Rebbe Melech, a Musar Haskel, Eich Sheish Nizar B'Kavah Chaver, had to be careful to not embarrass her friends. Zinei Lechor, Lama Hutzach Yaakov Yisachos Yadav? Why did he do that? Because he knew that Ephraim was going to be better. And yet, he didn't want to embarrass Menashe. V'atam She'osakin Ki Menashe Bechor V'lo Ratzel Levayshom. Says the Rebbe Melch, you want to know what Yaakov did? Yaakov knew that Ephraim was going to be the bigger one. Ephraim was going to have greater prodigy, and Ephraim was going to be able to have greatness, and Menashe too, but Ephraim better. But because Menashe was the Bechor, he didn't want to make Menashe feel bad. The Zayda, where sometimes we're so careful about other people's feelings, but when it comes to our personal family, we're very, very, including myself, we're very relaxed. Very relaxed when it comes to that. Says the Rebbe Melech to be careful. To be very careful, not to embarrass, to always be kind and caring, especially now during this war. Be kind and caring, committed to other Jews. And then Zchus of that, Hashem will bring Yeshua's mamash. Staying with the brachas of Menashe and Ephraim, the second idea, Rav Moshe Leib Sasser tells us, Vayivarchem hayom ahu leimor. Pasha Pshata, he blessed him on that day, saying, says Rav Moshe Leib Sasser, no, you have to read it like this, Vayivarchem. What was the first bracha? That by Yom Ahu Leimor, She Yisku Lavo Limidis Habitachon, She Chashvu Rak Mashenegel Layom Ahu, they should be Zoycha to the Amun Habitachon of today. Of not tomorrow, not next week, and not next month. But living in the moment, living in the present moment. And not realizing, not asking what's going to be with Gaza after the war. We're not there yet. A Jew lives in right now. Right now I have to destroy Amalek. Right now, I have to make sure to be able to send as much money as we can to Eretz Yisrael. Vayivarchem b'yom ahu. That is the ultimate bracha. The rak mashenegel la'yom ahu roi la'oimro. The only thing, why I say laymor? Because only about today is roi to be able to speak about today. Laymor. We'll talk about other things later, but b'yom ahu. We're only focusing on today and only today. Today and only today. Yaakovin was telling each and every one of us, he was telling his grandchildren, there's going to be a hard gullus. There's going to be a lot of darkness in our lives. But focus on Bayom Ahu. Focus on the 1 minute, not even the 1 day, where you are right now. Bayom Ahu Lemor. Being mindful, being present. Ms. Rabbi Nachman, this is how we actually go into Shabbos. In Luchun Aranon, if you look in that chapter, we say, Hayom im b'kol sishmo. So in Luchutim, Rabbi Nachman says, Hayom im b'kol sishmo. Live in the Hayom. Live in the moment. Don't live in what's going to be, how it's going to be. Live with Emunah B'Tachot in the moment, 1 minute at a time. And finally, third and final idea. We said this earlier in the week from the Kushat Tzemaget, the Voris Yisrael, Yishua Tzchak, Yisya Hashem. By Shevet Dan, the Bracha Yaakov Yidu gives, that we yearn for Hashem's salvation. Says the Kushat Tzemaget, we see from all in Vayigash and Vayichi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Dud Kei Vavkei, is not mentioned at all. Why? Because Vayigash Vayichi, these are the parshas of Golos. We're going down to Mitzrayim. And yet, there's no mention of Yud Kei Vavkei. Why? Because we're in Golos. Kain lone is Kabeh Yud Kei Vavkei. Because Yud Kei Vavkei is Rachamim. But we're going into Golos. It's all Elohim. It's all Din. But finally, we call it the Lishua Schab. We're coming to salvation. We're talking about Geula. We're talking about, we're already going to be leaving Mitzrayim. Then we can talk about Yud Kei Vavkei. Shemasu Ledaber Binyan Geula Asida. Yaakov Avinu is able to talk about the Geula. So it says, yes, Vayigash and Vayichi, they're all, doesn't have Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yud Kei Vavkei. Just like both Parshas Tetzava, he notes, doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name as well. Look at the Baal term for the reason why like that. But at the end of the day, once he started talking about the Geula, then we can talk about Yud Kei Vavkei. I think it's a tremendous lesson that to be able to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eden and the Din, even the Rachamim, like the Baal Shem Tov and others say, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lakeinu, Shema Chod, right? We say that the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Nun Hei, with Yaakov Yidba on his deathbed. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, and Yud Kei Vavkei, things are going well, or Elokeinu, or things are going hard, where there's 3 or 5, 10 funerals a day in Eretz Yisrael, terrible, terrible things, and it's hurtful, and it's painful, and it's really hard. Hashem Echad, we have to know, And right now it's very hard and it's not something to say at a Shavuos or a month or a year later, 2 years later. But we know from the Baal Shem Tov, and we know from our rabbis, we know from our traditions, Hashem Echad, it's all Yachamim, it's all Yudke Vavke. But when in the middle of the Gullus, the middle of Vayigash and Vayechi, you can't talk about Yudke Vavke because it just feels so din, feels so heavy. But we have to know down deep that it's all Rachamim for the Geula. So let's review these three ideas. It's the first day for the Rebbe Ramaylech, Sichos, Yodov, why Sichos, Yodov, Kimanash, Abachor. He didn't want to embarrass him. He didn't want to embarrass him. Davki switched their hands. Their eyes were obviously closed to get a bracha. And Yaakov didn't want to embarrass Menashe. Tremendous lesson. And tremendous Mr. Haskin, making sure we always spread kindness and love, especially with our family members. Sometimes we take for granted. Second idea, not sometimes, all the time. What was the bracha? They should live by Yom Ahu. They should live in the moment. Lamar, that's all you have to say right now. Don't talk about what's going to be next week and next year. By Yom Ahu, 1 minute at a time. That's what we start Shabbos with. Hayom im mikol sashmo. Rabbi Nachman says, Hayom im mikol sashmo. Live in the moment. Live in Hayom. Live in the minute. And that's my Adam. My Adam is Shabbos. We have to live in the moment. We're putting the week behind us. We're starting to live in the most mindful, the most present way. And finally, the third and final idea, Kodesh Magid says, Shchas Chakivis Hashem. It's the first place Yud Kevavke is mentioned, Vayigash Vayichid, because all those are parshas of Golas. But once you get start talking about Geula, then it's the Shchas Chakivis. And that's Yud Kevavke. And that's Shema Yisrael Hashem Mekeresh Mechad Abba Hashem Tov. Even it's Hashem, even it's Elokeinu, it's Hashem Echad, it's all Rachmim. As we said from Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap earlier in the week, that Geula, that Golos is Lashon of Geula. You can't have Geula without having Golos, going through Golos. Shema Yisrael Bez Hashem, to spread kindness and love, to be tremendously sensitive to others, to make sure to always live in the moment, and have that Emunah Mitachon to live in the moment, and to understand that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great love for us, Shabbos Tovos, Yeshuas and Nechamos, Bez Hashem Yisrael Shabbos.